Welcome to this podcast. There may be swearing, cursing, crying, anger, and graphic material. Thank you.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
Yes, yes, we are.
Welcome back. We haven't been around for weeks. Who's surprised?
I know, we're still alive.
And everything is good.
Yeah, everything's good.
Right? There just, was not, we just life. And, yeah. We just are not awesome.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're a little inconsistent.
I know. I have a lady and she's like, so what are you doing? Why are you slacking? What's happening here?
What's going on over there?
Yeah. I'm like, absolutely nothing.
It's cool. We're all good. Piper's good. Everything's good.
Everything's fine. So we're going to talk about school today, which we talk about school a lot, but this will be a little bit different because this is something we're actually actively working through at this current moment.
It's like real time.
I was going to say real time.
Real time.
It's real time.
It's not in the future. It's not in the past. It's happening right now.
Right now. Actually, we talk about stuff that's happening right now all the time. But that's true. So anyways, so it's crazy. We've talked about how much we love our school because it's small. And that is definitely, I think, played an advantage for us.
Very much so, because I was nervous for her to go to school to begin with.
Yeah.
And then seeing the school and seeing that it was a smaller school in a smaller district was kind of a little more put me a little bit more at ease,
because yeah,
they brought in aides. Piper's always had aides the entire time she's been there. But also it's small. I mean, when the entire school is less than 200 students.
Yeah, I think it's like 230, somebody told me.
Okay.
It's not very much.
I mean, even that. I mean,
it's little.
My entire graduating class was like 400 and some kids, which yeah, I don't think is really big, because I've heard some classes are freaking huge. But the entire school, I mean, less than 300 students.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very much.
No.
So that was definitely a plus. It's like, well, you push my kid in the corner in her wheelchair and don't take care of her, I can feel good about going off on somebody.
What? So what does that have to do with school size? Absolutely nothing.
Well, you're small. There should be no reason for it.
I'm like, and? There should be no reason for it anyways. That doesn't apply to anything.
100%.
And, you know, on the upside about this year, we talked about is her teacher actually carried over from last year, which is the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah. Piper usually loses people. Like,
yeah, and her aides. So yeah, she got to keep all the familiar people who love her and who are amazing. So that was awesome.
Dun, dun, dun. Plot twist.
You didn't make that very ominous for like...
Dun, dun, dun.
There you go. There it is.
Plot twist.
Yeah. So her sped teacher is actually pregnant and she is due very, very soon.
Which, kudos.
Oh, oh my God. I'm so excited for her. Happy. So excited for her.
She's
leaving on maternity leave. But she came and talked to me and was like, so I have some news to tell you. And naturally, being who I am.
You already knew.
My heart dropped to the floor. I was like, great. She's not coming back after maternity leave. Like, she's already decided I'm leaving and I'm going to stay home, be with my kid. Like, that's my initial thought.
You know, a lot of teachers that become mothers do that.
A lot of people do that. They're like, who wants, I want to be home with my child.
My kid. I don't want to deal with your snot-nosed kid.
Right? Yeah, I get that. I was close, but not quite. So last year they did try to recruit her to a new school and she told them absolutely not.
She's like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Homie, don't play that.
Yeah. I mean, probably something similar to that,
mm-hmm,
for sure. But the school came back and is recruiting her again. So after maternity leave, she is going to switch schools. She will not.
They wore her down.
They wore her down.
They wore her down. They gave me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Apparently. Anyway, so at the beginning of the year, she will actually be transferring to a new school. And she is taking her aides with her. They are staying.
So how Piper got everybody to roll over for a year, and we never had that before. Now we're back to the same old song and dance where everybody splits.
Everybody's gone. So I guess the upside, super sweet. This teacher did talk to the principal and said, I will come over, but Piper has to come with me. On the condition her mother wants her to. Obviously. I get the final say, not her. But I did think that was very sweet of her to,
I
like...
thought it was amazing that it's like, I have this student and I'm coming regardless, but I would really like it if this student, if her parents wanted to, could come with me.
Yeah. So she did say that the principal okayed that. So, I mean, I'll still have to do all the paperwork and stuff if we send her there, but she's already okayed her because, you know, she's not in district, so it's a whole thing if anybody's put a kid in school. Yeah, no.
But her current teacher went to school and, I guess, specializes in working with children with severe needs.
Yeah, with I don't remember the specifics, but yes, you're right.
I mean, and right now, her only student is Piper. Do I love that? Yes, that's amazing. I've got one student to just my kid. Or I mean, one teacher to just my kid. Like, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she goes to another school. I mean, she could have, you know, 20 more students, 30 more students.
Yeah, that I don't know what that looks like. Very similar to
Piper, which it's a little nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Piper's going to get there eventually. The way I see it is...
Right, like a bigger school is what you're talking about.
Yeah. She's going to get to a bigger school where the classes are going to be bigger, and she's not going to probably have the one-on-one attention that has been pretty awesome these last few years. But I also think it'll be good for her, especially if she's in a classroom, because like right now she's got her sped class that she's the only one in. Which is great. Cool. They do things with her and she gets all her therapies and stuff.
I mean, she's not the only one in SPED, well, technically.
Yeah.
But yeah, she does spend
with her severity.
Yeah, no, definitely. She is the most severe child in her school currently. She probably will be in any public school if I'm just being honest.
I mean, I still think it would be great for her to be around more of her own peers that are in similar situations.
Well, agreed. Yeah.
I mean, and then to also be transferring over and keeping a teacher that she is now would be, you know, 2 years and her aides.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that familiarity.
Yeah.
They obviously love her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She gets along great
with
her aides and it. I'm leaning towards she go.
Agreed. I'm with you.
I mean, as much as I do love, they have been great. There has been a shortage of accommodations that they have been willing to do for Piper. I mean, I can't thank the school enough for being as awesome as they've been.
Yeah, no, they've been amazing. And the small school size has definitely played in her favor. But the thing is, even our teacher said, like, nothing's permanent.
No.
We can take her over to the new school. And if it's not a fit, she can go back. Like she doesn't,
because we're still in this district.
Yeah, and we're still her parents. Yes. It doesn't have to be permanent. Like
I was gonna say, yeah, and nothing is concrete, set in stone.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's obviously if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But
yeah,
I have high hopes, and I really think it'd be a great transition for Piper.
Yeah, I'm hopeful for that for sure.
Well, and that's what I have to do to not let the fact that it's going to be in a bigger school and that this teacher is going to have multiple students that may be like Piper. So Piper may not get that attention. Like that's always going to nag at me because it just is, I guess, as a parent.
Yeah.
But I'm hopeful. I'm trying to look at the silver lining, so to speak.
That's the whole point of an aide, though. She always has an aide with her.
Well, yeah.
It's because obviously the teacher can't give one-on-one. No teacher.
No. Not even
in general gives one-on-one attention to any students because that's just not plausible. So, and the aides are going. Classrooms
are probably only going to get bigger.
And they are. You know, she's going to hit junior high before we know it. And I'm not thinking that far ahead because, yeah, it's terrifying. I got it.
No.
I'm fully aware.
Because that's when kids turn into bastards.
Agreed. I don't look forward to those days. No, I'm just
girls
not.
Girls turn into savages. Boys turn into complete tools. It's just rough. Junior high is rough.
Yeah, like, no, that I don't.
I disliked junior high more than high school.
Well, yeah, that's because we're all trying to like figure out who we are, and hormones are so out of whack. Oh, and
God, yes. I was a bastard child to begin with, and I got into junior high, and junior high was just no bueno.
Yeah. Sounds accurate for a lot of kids.
I mean, I'd like to, and I have high hopes because there have for Piper as far as progressing in school, going into junior high and high school, though. It helps me and reassures me because I see these little glimmers of hope in humanity, you know, that her peers seem to be more accepting and understanding.
Yeah, I definitely think we're moving that direction.
Yeah, that I think that there's starting to be a little bit more awareness.
Yeah.
To where it's like, she doesn't have the plague. You can approach her. You know what I mean? Like, it's you can interact with her. Now, there's no guarantee she's going to interact with you back.
I know. That's, and honestly, and it's hard to that's try and the explain hard that part for people
to a young child. I mean, because most adults aren't going to get it. And then you're trying to explain it to, you know, Piper's 9. You try to explain that to an 8 or 9 year old, unless they're really on point. It's going to be like, well, what do you mean it takes her a minute to like understand? Like,
it's a learning curve.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
But then you get those kids that are just like, oh, no, I'm going to play with her until I get something back.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to interact with
it's like a challenge.
Yeah.
But like a good one.
And I love the fact that after you did the Q&A, was it last year? Yeah. That the students kind of just ran with it. Oh, she likes to read just like we do. Okay, cool. And then the teacher integrated like, okay, you know, whoever's turn it is gets to read to Piper at this time, whatever. And I loved that.
Yeah.
I did. I absolutely loved it.
I know. And we're only going to reach more kids. And I don't want, Piper is not a learning tool. I understand this. But
100%.
It's great for other kids to be.
That she's not a learning tool, but if her condition can shed light. And educate. And,
yeah.
I mean.
But yes, she's not a learning tool, but interacting with other kids who will get the ability to meet an amazing human being who's not like them, I think is always a good thing.
Yes, because, I mean, on top of shedding light on, you know, all these things in the world, homophobia and whatever, mental health and everything, I think that there needs to be light shed on interacting with people that are a little bit different.
So disabled people.
Yes.
It's okay.
I know.
You can say the words.
Well, I know. I was just trying to, that they're a little bit different. Like, just because they're different doesn't mean you don't need to interact with them.
Agreed. Agreed.
Again, they don't have the plague. You know, and it's like the show we were watching last night. There was a autistic boy on a bus. And I like that it kind of slowed things down. And showed that it's like, if you just take a minute, he's not a criminal. He just has symptoms and nobody wants to take a second and breathe and recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily those fire, you know, in the show, the fire department dealt with it the way they needed to and whatnot. But I'm glad that there's shining light on situations like that. It's like, you guys don't need to call the cops and roll in on this poor autistic boy who's having a meltdown, but it's like he just needs things to slow down and someone to help talk him through it.
Yeah.
And everything will be fine. You don't need to go in there guns blazing and be all forceful and stuff. But I do. I think it's great that us as society are starting to show more light on interacting with individuals with disabilities and mental illnesses and, you know, any kind of, you know, things like that.
Yeah, you know, and Ellie is a part of a team. It's called Unified Sports, and, you know, she's like an, I don't know what they call her. Let me be completely honest. I would say like an aide, a helper.
Yeah, like an aide or a buddy or something, you know.
Yeah, and they just help the kids who are on this team who have all different kinds of disabilities, and they play soccer, and it's amazing, and I love watching them. And
that little girl, like.
She's not little anymore.
She's always going to be a little, well, no, young. To me, she's always going to be young because she's taller than I am. So I'm like,
yeah, I know. She's grown up.
She's grown up. She's grown up, and I'm just so proud of her.
Yeah. Seeing people like her give you glimmers of hope.
Yep. Just a little bit of hope in humanity.
Agreed. I think it's I understand that what I'm about to say sounds selfish. I get that. Just bear with me for a minute. Okay. So the whole idea of Piper switching schools also brings up things for me, because I am predominantly the person who obviously takes her to school. I'm that person.
That's your role.
That is my role. And to this, you know, she's in fourth grade and I have finally joined the PTA.
When did we get a fourth grader?
I know.
Like that's what's so,
it's I'm weird.
Trying to wrap my brain around. It's like
so weird.
Fourth grade.
Wow. But I like joined the PTA and I like started being super involved in school.
Which I'm not going to lie, was super surprising.
It's still surprising to me, but think about it. She's in fourth grade. It's taken this long to get here. Okay. And if she switches schools, I promise you, I'm probably not going to go to that new school and join the PTA.
That's not who you are.
I'm going to go back to being the parent who doesn't know anybody. So it's going to be a first for both of us, because that's who I am. I'm not going to jump in head first, because obviously that's not who I am. So I'm, you know, it bums me out a little bit.
The great thing about it is, though, at least you will know her teacher and her age.
I know, which is what the whole point of like partially taking her over there is, because we'll know the people like that matter.
Yeah.
Sounds mean, but yes, the people that matter. They're going to be the people we already know, which are great. So I don't know. That was my selfish moment that I hate the whole idea of giving that up.
Bummed out, because another great thing about her current school being so small is all the staff members, all the teachers, and all of the student body know Piper. They all know Piper.
I know.
They all like, recognize her. They all know her. They all acknowledge her. Because she's been there since kindergarten.
I know. A lot of them have grown up
around
with her. Yeah. With her. Yeah.
And that'll be
And a lot of them live in our neighborhood, because, hello, we're in the boundaries. So
yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be one thing that'll be a bummer, because, you know.
Yeah.
But
I know. I'd
like to think and hope that she has left a lasting impression on some of these students that have interacted with her.
Yeah.
That way, moving forward in life,
yeah,
they can recognize it and understand it and be sympathetic towards it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, and you know, and junior high is bigger. So some of these kids might travel to, you know, because there's fewer junior highs that get bigger.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say the districts, I think the boundaries get a little wider. And
so
stuff.
Some of them might go to the same junior high. So in, you know, 3 years, 2.5 years, I don't know, whatever the.
Yeah.
You people figure out the math. Okay. Some of them might be there and remember her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's kind of unforgettable if you ask me. I understand that I'm her mother, but
we're a little biased, but you know, most people that we bump into a couple of times, like they instantly recognize her.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
So I don't know. I do think that we are leaning towards moving her. I definitely think we are in agreement on that. There's plenty of time to change our mind, because it's not until the beginning of the year, but at this current moment.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what is it's like January,
yeah, because she's not moving over there until she comes back from maternity leave. And I don't
she is she's at the towards the end of her pregnancy, and then she'll take her maternity leave. And,
yeah, so
yeah, the beginning of the new year,
yeah,
is what we're looking at.
And yeah,
again, like they said and we said, it's not permanent.
I mean, it doesn't have to be permanent.
To be.
Yes. If we absolutely hate it, we'll pull her. Like, that's just what you do. But I do actually know another teacher there, because when Piper was like homeschooled, like legitimately when she was sick and they like were sending a teacher to the house to.
Oh, yeah.
She actually came from the school that we're thinking about sending her to. So she'll know her.
That's a plus.
And I liked her. So, you know, that's something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just one of those things in life. I will never 100% probably love my decision until I've made it and it feels good, because there's just no way to know otherwise. So I just have to make the best decision with the information I have, which sometimes isn't awesome, but here we are.
Yeah. Do we roll with the punches and we play the hand we're dealt. The best with what we've got.
I know.
So...
Did you have anything you want to say about that? Anything else? I mean, sorry, not
no,
just
no,
in general.
I thought that's
should what I miss would... anything?
No, I think we covered what we were going to cover.
Man,
I mean, it is a little nerve wracking, but I think it'll be good for her. I think it'll be good for us.
I mean, you know, she told me the news. I cried. I'm in the middle of a school parking lot, just crying because I mean, if you've been around, you know, but to just I tried everything not to, but I can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah,
the aide like gave me a hug. She was like, just
bonds
let me hug
are made,
you.
Attachments are there.
I know. God yeah. damn it.
You know, and then when it comes to Piper, I don't know. Like, it's just different. Like, if it was something, if we didn't have Piper and it was just somebody that, you know, we had to deal with,
I
don't think it would be as hard because these are people that
we're
are
adults.
In Piper's. Yeah, because we're adults.
Cause
so we're these adults. Are people that are in Piper's life that are helping her. They are helping mold her little mind and helping her explore her world. And she loves going to school. She absolutely loves school.
Yeah, she does. And you know, as long as she keeps that, like...
Exactly.
I know we've done the right thing.
Exactly. You know, she's having a good time. She's enjoying being around other people and around her peers.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a good thing.
I know.
And I love it. But yeah, it sucks. Because, you know, it is. You're essentially uprooting her. And
I know. I did tell her teacher as much as she could tell I hated her decision. Because it was all over my face.
I'm not a fan of this decision.
That I understood and she needed to do what was best for her.
Yes.
I totally get it. I don't hold it against her. I love her still.
No,
it's,
because at
just...
the end of the day, you do what you got to do to take care of your own family.
Yeah. You are your own person. It's not my job to dictate what you should and shouldn't do in your life. So.
Does it suck? Yes. But.
Yeah. But she's still looking out for Piper, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. And that's what I thought was super sweet is that it's like, yes, I'm coming over. That's the thing that's done. But, you know, I really want to bring this student with me.
Yeah.
This student needs to be here with me.
Yeah.
And if her parents agree to it.
Yeah.
Can she? And for the principal, you know, to recognize that and be okay with it is great.
Yeah.
You know, that's awesome.
Yep.
I mean, that just tells me that.
Gives you a good feeling about the principal.
Yeah, it gives you a good feeling for the principal because it's like, well, this student has made a connection and this teacher obviously knows that this student is going to benefit from being here. Why would you stop that?
Yeah.
Just because of some red tape with, you know, district
boundaries. Yeah, whatever.
No,
that is.
I'm the principal. It's one student, whatever.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's something I would do. It's like, you know what, yeah, I'll go to bat for a student.
Agreed. So I appreciate that. But that was what was going on. This was our big decision in our life.
That was
currently
that's what's been going on with us,
that we've been,
I mean, it's
muddling
it's
through.
October, we're getting ready for Halloween.
Oh man, I hope we're gonna try and do all the good stuff, but this year October got cold quick.
Yeah, the mornings have definitely been chilly. I mean, this week hasn't been too bad. Monday and Tuesday sucked. They were cold, wet, rainy. But the rest of the week's been pretty bad. Pretty good. Hasn't been as bad.
So I hope that we can still do all the fun fall activities because it's the best.
But yeah, I mean, the mornings chilly, the evenings as soon as sun goes down it starts getting a little crisp in the air. So yeah, fall is here.
Yes, it is.
Fall is here in Utah.
Anyways, thanks for coming back and listening.
We always appreciate you guys coming back and checking us out and listening to us.
And we will talk to you when we talk to you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.